Worried parents are scrambling to feed their babies, but we're not talking about regions stricken by drought or made chaotic by war. We're talking about the United States, where a host of factors, including a recall from one major manufacturer, is contributing to a nationwide shortage of baby formula. Some major retailers are limiting purchases in an effort to prevent hoarding. Neighborhood discussion boards are lighting up with pleas for help, and news outlets are reporting stories about increasingly desperate parents crisscrossing their town searching for the food. We wanted to know more about why this is happening and what can be done about it. So we've called Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat of New York, because she's made policy matters involving women, children, and families a priority of hers. And she's with us now to tell us more. Senator Gillibrand, thanks so much for talking with us once again.
Thanks a lot, Michelle.
So there's a company called Data Assembly that collects information from retailers about inventory and pricing. According to them, the nationwide out-of-stock percentage is now at 43% for the week ending May 8th. Does that track with what your constituents are telling you?
It does. Families in New York and across the country are really being placed in impossible situations. Some are having to choose between taking their children to the nearest emergency room just in desperation for formula or putting their kids on feeding tubes. Sellers are preying on vulnerable families, and there's scams and price gouging going on. So I just don't think any family in America should have to worry about that they cannot feed their child. So this current status quo is unacceptable.
What's your understanding of why this is happening?
I think it's corporate greed and malfeasance. We have this situation with Abbott Labs, who were creating the number one producer of formula for the WIC program, the feeding program for women and infants. They had safety violations. They had a whistleblower who told the FDA about these violations in October of 2021. They didn't take it seriously. They didn't do an immediate investigation. And it wasn't until February of 2022 that the FDA got their act together and started an investigation. So this has created exacerbated situations because now this whole supply chain has been shut down from Abbott, but also the other supply chains because of COVID have also been compromised. And the combination of all this is the statistics that you started this question with. People just do not have access to the baby formula that their children need. And it's unconscionable that we are not doing enough to meet their needs.
So according to the CDC, roughly three quarters of babies in the U.S. are fed formula at some point in their first 6 months of life. So I just wanted to establish that this is not just a problem for some people. This is a problem for most parents of babies, but people who get supplemental nutrition assistance through the USDA, which I think people colloquially will call, you know, food stamps or SNAP, they're only eligible to buy certain kinds of formula. You know, and Abbott, this is the company that issued a recall of products back in February, is a major contract holder with the USDA for this program. Is there something about this whole system of how formula is distributed to people, especially people who are restricted in what they can buy? Is that something that needs to be rethought?
So there's a lot of things that we can do that we are working on right now. First of all, I'm authoring a letter to the president of the Infant Nutrition Council of America. We are a number of members of the Senate are trying to urge them to make sure that their member companies do all they can to increase the production of infant formula, increase distribution, prevent future supply chain disruptions. I also will ask the president to consider the Defense Production Act to get more manufacturers online right now, also to really push the other manufacturers to produce more, to give them resources so that when supply chain is an issue and there's price gouging from suppliers across the globe, that they have the resources to get it done. So there's a lot we can do.
You mentioned the Defense Production Act, but what would have to happen for President Biden to trigger that?
He would have to decide it's a national emergency, which it clearly is, and he has to decide it's in the best interest of the safety and well-being of the United States, which he could do.
So before we let you go, I mean, obviously babies, you know, parents of babies come from all political parties, but this is an election year, and this is also a very intense political environment where reproductive issues are in play right now. I mean, the context of this can't be ignored. This is all happening as the Supreme Court appears poised to overturn Roe. It's an election year. You already see that Republicans are pouncing on this as another quality of life issue that they say the Biden administration has not attended to. How do you put all that together, or do you? Or do you just say this is separate and we shouldn't even be talking about those other issues? That is kind of the environment that we're in.
So the infrastructure around mothers is not strong in this country, and it's because the Republican Party has been unwilling to invest in it. So plussing up the Women and Infants Nutrition Program is something I've called for every year I've been in the U.S. Senate. So we need more resources, and if WIC had more resources, they could guarantee a stronger supply chain for infant formula. So this is decades in the making of an unwillingness to support women who have to be working, who want to be working to provide for their family, and not the support they need to do so well with babies, infants, and children. And so the choice is we have to put pressure on these manufacturers, which I'm going to call on my Republican colleagues who care about this issue to do so. I will ask my Republican colleagues to fund not only more resources for lactation training and for support, but also a push to get the four major manufacturers up and running. And if we need to use the Defense Production Act to get that done, then we need to get that done. So I'm going to work across the aisle to find a coalition in the Senate of people who want to fund these things and try to push as hard as we can so that we can solve the problem. This can be done on a bipartisan basis. It's not a partisan issue. And maybe with this urgency and this horror that a lot of parents are facing, there'll be this bipartisan willingness to get it done.
That was Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. She's a Democrat from New York. Senator Gillibrand, thanks so much for talking with us about this.
Thank you very much.
After our interview with Senator Gillibrand, President Biden addressed the baby formula shortage. He said people who receive government assistance will now have more flexibility in the type of formula they can buy. He also said his administration will take action to increase foreign imports of formula.